She said, "Follow me," so I did. It was turning out to be a hot, dry day in this place near the desert. The sun was on its way up in the sky, so when she invited me into her courtyard, I knew that probably inside there would be refreshingly cool water, probably a fountain, maybe even grapes. And we could finally sit behind thick walls, away from the burning heat, and she would tell me her story of how she came to be in this palace. Without giving it another thought, I drifted along after her as she moved forward, seemingly floating over the ground. I could hear my footsteps on the gravel of the courtyard. What awaited me inside? Water? Grapes? A cool couch on which to lay down and nap during the hottest part of the day? That's what I wanted to do now. I could feel my own tiredness as it crept up from my feet to my brain. Sleep. Sleep would be good for me now. Then my body shook and my eyes opened to the glare of the light from the walls. No, I shouldn't sleep. I must stay awake. I must find out who this woman is and why she invited me into her palace. What is her story? Wide awake, I followed her as she led me in behind the thick walls of her refuge from the heat of the day.